a very important announcement that you have arranged a national guest addressing a very local issue to join us on News and Views next Thursday.
Yes. So Stephen Lester, who is a well-known scientist, toxicologist, and he heads up the Center for Health, Environment, and Justice. He will be joining us next week, Thursday, on this program by phone because he's out east. But he has some observations to share about the environmental issues that Wausau is facing along the Thomas Street Corridor and in Riverside Park. We talked a little bit about this last week. There are new guidelines that have been released by the European Union on dioxin and furan exposure, and that is significant because it sheds new light on the situation at Riverside Park and the situation along Thomas Street. So he's got some great observations, and he is just an outstanding scientist, so well respected.
Let's underscore that, scientist. This is not just a person with opinions.
Oh, no. He spent decades with the EPA and was instrumental in the investigation in Love Canal, New York. So he went to Harvard. He has just a very impressive background. So this is not somebody with an opinion. This is somebody who has extensive experience with this issue. He's also worked with other grassroots groups that are trying to clean up environmental issues in their area. So he's just the perfect person to talk about what's happening here in Wausau. And he's been following this for some time. We interviewed him for Wausau Pilot and Review a couple of months ago. We've been in touch with him a couple of times, and I know that he has been in communication with the Citizens for a Clean Wausau as well, as they have continued to gather information. And speaking of that, there was some new information that came out of the Economic Development Committee meeting on Tuesday, and it's kind of interesting that it came out of this particular meeting, but the whole reason it came up at the ED meeting is because one of the things on the agenda was whether or not to issue a request for proposals for the property at 1300 Cleveland Avenue and 131 West Thomas Street. Now, that was for decades Connor Forest Industries. Then the Wausau incubator was there for a while. So, and the incubator site is being torn down now. But last month, the council voted to approve a zoning change for that area to residential, and with so much environmental history there and no remediation that has been done, this really raised some red flags with the neighborhood group.
And given some of the anecdotal evidence that I have from people who were in that incubator building, there are reasons for concern. This is not something that is another scare tactic on the part of Citizens for a Clean Wausau or the people in that neighborhood.
No, the DNR has a file 2 feet thick of documentation of what happened at that site.
Did you personally measure it?
No, but frankly, the DNR did because they were trying to come up with an estimate as to how much the open records request would cost. So one of the members of the group ended up going to Madison to look at the files in person because it was just it was actually less costly to go and look at them in person, and then he was able to just copy the things that he needed to. But wow, some of the stuff that was in that file is quite eye-opening. Back in the 80s, the DNR actually had this covert operation. They sent three DNR reps to covertly watch what was going on there because there had been reports of barrels being buried at some Connor Forest Industries sites. And
so it wasn't just the site in Wausau that they covertly watched?
Yes, they Yes, because what prompted it was a discovery at the Leona location, but they sent people to Wausau because they also had an informant who was saying that the barrels were being buried here. And, you know, later the DNR estimated that 91,000 gallons of waste had been illegally dumped there at the property over 4 years. That's just over 4 years. 91,000 gallons of waste illegally dumped at that site, and there's been
no Leona.
In Wausau. And I will tell you, barrels were unearthed in Wausau. So it's just there's so much history there that a phase one environmental study is absolutely makes sense.
It's documented. I want to emphasize this. Mm-hmm. And I apologize. This is still nominally my segment. That with a smile. 91,000, did I hear you right?
Yes.
Gallons.
Of waste.
So. Illegally.
Illegally dumped. There's so much more. So to issue an RFP without a request for proposals
right.
to redevelop this site, without knowing what's there, is what really alarmed the residents.
But according to your story, they're just looking for a phase one, do we need to do an assessment? That's
the start. So if just to explain, so a phase one environmental site assessment is done to research the current and historical uses of a property. It's part of a commercial real estate transaction, and the report assesses whether current or historical property uses have impacted the soil or the groundwater beneath the property and could pose a threat to the environment or human health. So if these issues are found, then the next step happens. But this is just the first step. And at a minimum, the citizens group feels that at a minimum, this should be done before anything happens at that site.
And no public revelation of 91,000 gallons of toxic materials dumped at this site illegally has come forward before.
So, yeah, you know, we've reported on this before, but I will tell you that the Citizens for a Clean Wausau should really be commended because they've done so much legwork here. They're the ones who have uncovered all of this, even though the state has all these documents. But it's taken the citizens to push and dig, and it hasn't been easy. It's been a very expensive endeavor, a very time-consuming endeavor for them, and we're so happy to be able to share the information that they have gotten. But this just shows how much of an impact a citizens group can make when they're willing to do the research. But it also begs the question, what if they didn't? What if they didn't exist? What if these people weren't there? What if we weren't there to spread the word about it? And this is important stuff because dioxins and furans are nothing to fool around with. We'll learn.
They've been on the list of carcinogens for years.
Right. I mean, just to be clear, dioxins and furans, it's just a common name for toxic chemicals associated with a wide range of health effects. And we'll have more on that next week when we talk with Stephen Lester about this. So I will say the Economic Development Committee and Council President Lisa Rasmussen really agreed that they want to know more about the environmental history and current conditions on the site. And I think that should be applauded. And the citizens group is finally saying, okay, somebody's listening to us. So before an RFP is released, and I think the timing is important because if you issue an RFP and then you do an environmental assessment later, and keep in mind this is zoned residential now, I mean, do you really want residential property going up there, or like low income housing or high end condos without knowing what's in that soil? So putting together a response to an RFP, it takes time and money to do that. So So I guess the citizens group was saying, why not? And Lisa Rasmussen agreed with that. Why not find out what's there before we ask people to go this extra mile and put together these proposals that might not even be feasible there?
But when we take a look at the adjoining properties that are there, 91,000 gallons. I know what I can envision 91,000 gallon milk jugs would look like.
Yeah, it's really, this was a different time. You know, when these industries were in operation, it was a different time that we didn't have the understanding about the far-reaching implications to the environment and to health that we do now. But regardless, I think it's important to know what happened there. Is there anything still buried there? Are there still barrels yet to be discovered? We don't know.
We need to take a break. Again, she is Shireen Seward, the executive editor, www.wausaupilotandreview.com, editor at wausaupilotandreview.com. We'll be back with more of more news and views. Shireen, and if I calm down, me, after this.